got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Gen Z, they're the youngest generation.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it goes from, it's like 2001 to 2012,
yep.
Potentially, something like that. Don't quote me on that. They've cancelled skinny jeans in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Fashion, Jess, as you always like to say, is a syllable. And
cyclical.
Yeah, and it just goes round and round and round and round, right? And you see kids wearing that this early 2000s, late mm-hmm. 90s fashion at the moment that you and I grew up in. And maybe it's because we look back and we go, yikes.
Supreme looking more and more like the Supreme that I used to shop at too.
Yeah, in the past, skinny jeans, where Gen Z said, hey, we don't wear skinny jeans anymore. Mm-hmm. And from what I see of Gen Z people, that's absolutely true. Baggy pants are the way to go. Low-waisted jeans, that's the way people are living it. I refuse. I will wear skinny jeans and my Converse shoes until the day I die.
Sure.
Apparently, Gen Z's coming for leggings now, Jess.
What do you mean?
Leggings have been cancelled by Gen Z, and they're going with flared leggings. It's the new thing. So tighter pants at the front, and then they kind of flare out towards your
shin bone. Can't I have anything nice?
But I wouldn't say you only wear leggings when you go to the gym. You don't wear leggings too often.
Yeah.
You're not like an active wearer at the Coles and the Woolies.
The other day I went shopping. I braved the shops on Saturday for the Black Friday sales. I know, yeah. It was rough. And I was wearing just like, you know, like bike shorts and a baggy T-shirt,
yep.
Some thongs.
Getting stuff done kind
yes.
of clothes.
And I got home and I'm scrolling through my TikTok and there was a Gen Z telling me that apparently we're not allowed to wear activewear outside of the gym. You have to wear activewear at the gym only.
No. Five.
Shut up.
Okay. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Are we accepting this cancellation?
No, I refuse. Okay.
I would like someone else to call up.
Sure.
If you're a millennial, Gen X, Gen Y, we'll take a baby boomer. We'll take any other generation other than Gen Z. Are we accepting the cancellation of leggings and active wear out in public? Gen Z, they've put it to the sword and they said, yeet no. On God. Dominic in Grovedale, are we accepting this cancellation of leggings?
No, definitely not. Look, while millennials can wear pajamas out wherever they want, why can't I wear active work wherever I want?
Right. So say if I was going to the shops and I was just wearing my sport shorts and a gym T-shirt, you think that's totally fine there, Dominic?
Absolutely. I mean, have sneakers on, but absolutely fine.
What about sandals, like a fancy sandal?
With socks?
Yeah, for the sake of it, why not?
I think I'd... Yeah, no, it depends what country you're in.
Okay.
You could probably get away with
it. Fair enough. Okay. There's too many rules.
All right. Dominic, because you were the first person that called through, we are going to give you lunch for two at Where You Meet Cafe. The grand opening is this Saturday at the Geelong Botanical Gardens, because you were the first one through. That is all yours. We're going to move to Sean in Clifton Springs. Sean, are we accepting the cancellation of leggings by Gen Z?
Good God, no.
Oh, good God.
Sean, you're a proud Gen Xer, so you've seen this happen a lot, where us younger generations try and cancel things.
Yeah, well, the Gen Y stooged us about bubblegum jeans, and I'm still not over it.
Bubblegum jeans? What were they?
They were like the absolute supreme comfortable. They were like the cross between activewear and denim at the same time. They were magic.
Bubble gum denim, okay.
They look like an accordion.
They kind of do.
They're
ribbed jeans, but they were brilliant. You washed them, they came out the size of a postage stamp, you put them on and they turned into jeans.
All right, so Sean, you're just defending every generation.
Still trying
above
to bring, hey, you never know, Sean, the fashion is cyclical. We might get bubblegum jeans back
just
eventually.
Never know. Colleen in Drysdale, are we accepting the cancellation of leggings?
No, we're definitely not accepting that cancellation.
Okay.
I do have a, like, I wouldn't wear my leggings to
into the city to go shopping for the day, but I would wear them to the supermarket, to the Baker's Delight.
Okay. Fine for Drysdale, not fine for Geelong.
Yeah, fine
is that
for
what
Drysdale,
I mean?
Not okay. Well, and I wouldn't go to Melbourne in them, but some people can go to Geelong in them. It depends what. Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go, Jess. It seems we've got a full board. Sorry, Gen Z. You'll have to pick something else to cancel.
Yeah, we're cancelling you, Gen Z.
Well, no. Let's not pick a fight that we can't win. Let's be honest.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, this weekend was a huge weekend for music in Geelong and Melbourne.
Yep. Robbie Williams, Mount Anita State, rocked it.
Yeah. Even though it was raining, by all accounts, incredible evening of music. I was getting rained on elsewhere at Flemington Racecourse, live watching Christina Aguilera.
Muddy. Now, you did get wet, mate.
Oh, my God. It was absolutely bucketing down. But it was that like real warm rain, like it didn't feel chilly.
Yeah.
Amazing. She smashed out like some real good ones early on. You know when they just like they rip through some of their like
car wash.
Yes. Car wash didn't play.
What?
Didn't do car wash.
Okay.
But she did do burlesque and she did do dirty and she did do What a Girl Wants.
Okay, great. The big three.
And that's what a girl wanted, Tim.
Absolutely.
But so I bought general admission tickets to Christina Aguilera.
Yep. We have been discussing at once you get to 30, general admission sounds awful.
Yeah, yeah. Standing. I was really concerned that I was going to get like I made it very clear to my best mate who I went with, like, I do not want to get right up in there mosh. No.
So you thought there was going to be a mosh at Christina Aguilera?
Well, I would rather stand back.
Yeah.
And enjoy.
As someone who's,
show?
You know, 5'1", that must have been really easy for you to see over the crowd.
Well, that's it. If I stand a little bit further back, Alex, we can have a bit of a dance.
Use the angles.
I can see everyone's having a good time, right? So as we're having a little dance, we're about 4 songs in at this point, and some random lady comes up to us. Mm-hmm. She's not wearing any Christina merch. She's just wearing a plain black T-shirt. And she says to me and Maddie, as the songs that she's performing, she was like, hey, I've got some Candyman VIP tickets. They're all yours. And I looked at her. I was like, you're not serious. And she went, no, I'm serious. Here are some wristbands. And they had the wristbands said Candyman VIP.
Why aren't you still wearing it? That'd be the coolest thing ever.
Right?
This is like a 17-year-old's dream.
Yeah, this is like, so there was the general admission and then there was like Candyman VIP.
The better than.
Yes. And it was like a sealed off section right in front of the stage so that you were like closer to Christina and you could literally, it was square onto the stage.
So it's not a meet and greet or anything. It's just like your closer private little section.
Closer.
This is like,
you
get upgraded to business class at a concert.
So she just hands us these wristbands and disappears. And me and Maddie looked at each other.
Your friend, yeah.
And I was like, is this legit? And she was like, well, she told us to go over there. And I was like, look, let's put the wristbands on.
Worst case scenario, they turn you around.
100%. We've already got tickets. We're already in. It's not like it's a scalping situation. She hasn't asked for anything. She's just given us these things. So we walked around the back of the crowd. So I was off to the right of the stage. Walked around the back to where the entry for the VIP was. And we walked in and I flashed this wristband to the security and he just waved us through.
As if your life needed to get any easier. Did you think you guys were just like, I assume you were standing there singing, really getting into
it. Oh, yeah, we were full dancing.
She probably works back of house for it and she's saying, oh, these two girls are having fun.
That's what I thought. I was like, maybe they had some spare tickets, some spare wristbands. She was like, I'm just going to go through the crowd, make a few people's day.
Pick it off vibe, pick it off energy.
And boy, did she make our day.
Right.
Oh my God. We were like, I was almost in tears. It was so good, Tim. And then to be right in the thick of it.
Right.
And not have to pay.
I was going to say, you're getting the D-grade celebrity treatment here. You must have been living your best life.
And there's like people pushed up against the barricade of the VIP
obviously
section.
Obviously in the wall of death at the Christina Aguilera concert, you know? Classic. Lucky you avoided it. That was the main thing. You were worried. I'm happy for you, but if you didn't, might have been the Tim show today. Listening the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Last week, spoke about this briefly, and we had a bit of a chuckle. I did say I thought it was a bit stiff on this guy. Dan Andrews, former premier. Yeah. Since he's retired from politics and he's moved on to a phase of his life, he's had a bit of an issue with a hobby of his, Jess, hasn't he?
Yes. The man just wants to play golf.
Just wants to play a bit of golf, and some golf clubs around Melbourne where he lives, they're locking him out because you locked me down, Dan Andrews. You're the whole reason, so you will not be golfing here.
However you feel about Dan Andrews, I just feel like that's a little unfair.
I mean, he was the face of the party, of the lockdowns and all that stuff. And I imagine, like, whether you like Dan Andrews or not, I feel for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
What a job to have during the lockdown.
Even
and all
just
that
being
stuff.
On air, Tim, like, we were the ones kind of talking about all the lockdown restrictions and all of that during that time, because we were in a very lockdown area when we were broadcasting during COVID. And we were copying hate for even just reading out the regulations. And I can't even imagine the kind of hate that Daniel Andrews has not only copped then, but it continues to cop.
So last week we spoke about how one or two golf clubs were saying, hey, nah, we're locking you out because you locked us down. Turns out some other golf clubs heard this in the news last week, and Dan Andrews is struggling to find a round of 18 anywhere, the poor guy.
Oh, my God. So, what, not even just, like, you can't be a member. Like, you can't even play here.
Can't play here. It's the No Dan's Club.
Oh, no.
Doesn't it sound so full on? It's the Dan. I mean, I'm sure he's mega rich and it's not a problem.
Put a hat on and some sunglasses and book it under a different
name. I'm Steve. I'd just like to play on the front nine. Is that what you call it? I have no idea. It's my first day golfing. Rip off the mustache.
Surely.
You're like, you should have worn the North. You didn't need to wear the North Face, mate. We saw you from a mile away. I'm thinking we invite Dan out to play a game of golf. We dressed him up in a disguise.
Have we? Are there any golf clubs that will accept him?
We'll go
him
to
here?
The 3-par course down near the river. And we're, come on, Dan. We'll play with you, mate. Because it feels like he's like the cousin that was always misbehaving, and now we're all adults, and it's
you
like,
got a soft spot for him.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Dan went hard fast early, and now he's really everyone's really mean to Dan. Like, oh, I always feel mean. Like, come on, Dan, let's go. So
he's maybe, always been nice to me.
So maybe we can organise just a round. And then we don't even have to play with him. We can just be like, mate, go on your own. That's what this is all about, right?
Yeah, but he might say, oh, you know what? It's actually out of my ring of steel. I'm down.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I saw something disgusting on the way to work today. I've got a very short walk from where I park my car off Marlborough Street.
What, two turns, I think? Maybe it would take you 5 minutes, if that?
5 minutes, tops. And that's if I'm walking real slow.
So, and you park in the CBD. So you're pretty close to town.
So as I'm walking towards Moorabool Street, this couple's walking towards me. They look like a real business couple, you know. Like,
what does a business couple look
like? I don't know. Like, the bloke was dressed in a suit. He's got, you know, a briefcase. And then
she's taking notes for him like a good girl.
I don't know if they were a couple or whether they worked together, but they were, you know, they were dressed to go in the office, right? Definitely not like what you and I dressed like.
Well, my Nirvana t-shirt isn't doing it for you.
So as they're walking towards me, they're probably about 5 metres in front of me at this point.
Close enough to hear what they're saying.
And the bloke spits onto the street.
So, like, onto the road part.
As he's walking.
Right. Anyone near the space that he spat at?
I was probably the closest. Like,
you're 5 minutes
as I'm
away.
Walking to it. And I just, you know, I'm not good at hiding how I feel on my face.
Oh, no.
So, my face immediately was like, oh, what?
What are you doing, mate?
I didn't say anything because I was like, I'm not going to start a fight in the street.
No, it's 2-on-1. Those odds.
I've got a meeting to get to.
Yeah.
But it feels not okay.
Do you think it was just you were shocked because it was a business
I don't think man. I've ever seen anyone just spit directly into the street.
I'll spit on a dirt road if I'm walking like back roads.
It was 11 a.m.
That's fair. Like,
it's not even like on a night out you go, oh, disgusting. But maybe 11 a.m. on a Monday.
Maybe you had some of that, like, you know, that thick,
I don't care what you got.
Stuff.
Rain
like
it
that.
In.
You got to bring it forward.
It was so loud too. Like, it was real. He really hocked it back, and then spat it into the street.
Well, you hope he would. At that point.
He may as well spat it into my face. That's how it felt.
That's a bit of a reach. Okay.
I don't know. 52232955. Am I overreacting? Can you spit in public? Or is it like, have we just evolved as a society to this is okay now? You can walk down the street and just spit.
It's not Paris,
in
you know?
Someone's direction.
I don't know if he was spitting. It's not like he saw you and went, I listened to Triple J. Like, I don't know if it's anything like
that. That's how it felt, Tim. That's how it felt.
Because maybe he just needed to get it out and he looked around and he goes, well, there's no cars, there's no people. I'm just going to have a bit of a spit.
Oh, it was
I'm not saying
so
that I spit,
foul.
But I just, is spitting that bad? It's all going to dissolve. It's literally acid. It's in your mouth. It's all that metabolic acid.
Just swallow it. What do you mean? 52232955. Can you spit in public?
I would love to, if you're a spitter, give us a call. Tell us why you love spitting on the street.
Yeah.
52232955. The question today, can you spit in public? Jody from Leopold's giving us a call. Jody, what do you think? What do you think about spitting in public?
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I'm sure in some countries you can go to jail for it.
Straight to jail.
Has this person got no social awareness whatsoever that he's got to spit in front of you? He can't even... It's the act and the sound. He can't even wait until you pass by.
Yeah. I mean, it was the real aggressive, like the hawking sound that threw me off, Jody.
Yeah. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I'm a catcher of public transport and... It's not the first time that I've seen or heard disgusting things in public. People just don't care anymore. They don't care.
I think we're using a small group here as a large sample source. I've never seen this, and I understand, Jess, you've seen it today. Now you're thinking everyone in Geelong just spits on the ground, and that's how we slide our way down to Moorabool Street. And Jody, I know you're catching the bus. You know, you get some interesting characters. We were just talking about the bus stop, but I think this is a real small demographic. I'm thinking sub 5
right.
of our community. Because
so it's not okay to spit in public.
No,
it's
no,
just
no.
that these individuals think it is.
Yes, these small group of individuals who are spitters, not quitters, mind you, and I will add that there. But I don't think, as a community, Jody, we are spitters. Okay.
Probably not on the whole. Maybe he's the exception to the rule. But the thing is, he shouldn't have done it. It's gross. It's disgusting. Where's your tissue? And don't even get me started on hankies.
Bring back hankies, you know?
Yes.
That's what
yes.
I'm thinking. I used to have a hanky because I thought it was cool. And, you know, as a 12-year-old, you go, all right, maybe I rethink all of my life choices after having a hanky. But I'll tell you what, both my granddads were proud that I had a hanky. So maybe we need to see it come back, Jess.
I think you should bring the hanky back, for sure.
Yeah, it'll go well, with my Nirvana t-shirt, yeah. you know?
As Very long, sophisticated.
As long as you get the god of death on it, I think we should be fine.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
We all love getting a bit of extra cash on the side, doing a bit of anything you can do like easily for some extra money. That's a good deal, right?
Absolutely.
I was hearing a story.
What are your cashies on the side?
None. Nothing. But the concept of earning...
But open to it.
Open to Absolutely. Earning more money if I did acquire another skill. Let's just say I made pots. I had a pottery thing and I was like, here, I make these pots and I sell these pots and I get an extra 10 grand a year making and selling these pots, right? So you go, that's great. That's a good amount of money, right? If you had a side hustle, what would your side hustle be?
Oh God, I don't think I have any skills that anyone
that's
would
That's where
pay
I keep coming
for.
Back to, right?
Yeah.
Because like the thing that I think would be super interesting, if you were quite attractive, like subjectively attractive, being a model, no, not you, just in general, if you're listening, if you're attractive, you could be a model part-time, right?
Sure, yeah.
I've just sent you an email of a model, Jess, as you can see the photo. I'll get you to post on our Instagram story. So quite a tan girl. She's Spanish.
Yeah.
Pink hair.
I've always wanted to dye my hair that pink.
It'd be a choice, Jess.
It would be a choice.
It's like fairy floss pink. And so she's earning $17,000 a month by being a part-time model. Do you think that's impressive as a side hustle?
Yeah, absolutely. That's more than we make doing our real job.
Yeah, that is. Unfortunately, sad, but true. But there is there's something interesting about this. So this person, this Spanish model, is AI.
Oh my God. My fiance Akshay was showing me this earlier.
So she's not real. That's AI.
How does...
And because the AI is so clever, it's getting work and it's getting money. That doesn't know what to do with the money, but it's getting money. And this AI-created person, this female, $17,000 a month almost.
That seems like an easy enough skill. I use ChatGPT every day.
Yeah,
how,
but
why aren't
but
I
at the
making
end of
money?
It, you're right, but make it quirky. So it'll be like a model with their tongue out going, do you think you could make an AI program to bring you in some cash?
Yes.
I think you're answering that you want to, not that you could.
Yeah, no, you're right. I don't think I have the skills to do it, but right. God, I'd like to.
Her name's AI Tana, Atana, so they're kind of keeping with the AI, and receives private messages from celebrities asking her out. But it's just a robot. And Jess, I've spoken to you about full-blown fear, my FBF of the AIs taking over. They're earning more a month than most of us are.
I am concerned that is that realistic looking.
Mm.
Like it.
How old do you think, because they've given that model, the AI model an age, how old do you think that model is?
25?
25, bang on. The robots. Jess.
God, they're good.
Robots. So, if you're feeling good.
I wish I looked like that at 25.
If you are coming home from a job that you hate today,
yeah.
I'm sorry for having you hear that a robot is earning 17 grand a month, then it's not even real.
It's okay. We're all in the same boat.
An ugly boat.
All thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.